TrinityIV4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, a heart for worship followed by church reboot with your international brand ambassadors for Christ.
Ooh. Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my
4radio.com.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. And this is your host, Becky Phillips, for A Heart for Worship. And I just want to say welcome this morning. I hope everyone is up and blessed and having a great start to their Sunday so far. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're listening in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/soulsisterradio. Or if you have called in live to 347-857-3760, we just say thank you. Also want to say thank you very much to our sponsors, To Be Accountable, Image Makeover, Trinity Wellness, Trace Rio Silver, Law Office of Corrine Walson, Susie Shins, because I always pronounce her name wrong, Shinsgazar, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the CAInsuranceAgent.com, and of course we want to send a special thank you out to B&B Builders and Rob from B&B Builders and Scott McKay. I know they did some moving around and shifting in our office, and I know it's caused some more breathing room. So thank you so much. We appreciate you and everything that you do to keep us functioning and moving forward. Today's going to be all new music today, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking. I just want to read real quick Ephesians 1:3-12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. For just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. I have made known to us the mystery of his will, and has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trust in Christ should be the praise of his glory. I just wanted to read that scripture before we go into worship this morning, because I know it's been some heavy revies the last couple weeks, and I know it's going to be some heavy revies today. And I just really wanted to encourage you in hope that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So as we go into worship, please just, this is all new music today. I'm really excited. New song by Casting Crowns. We have some Hillsong United in there. And we also have, I just am closing out with a beautiful song by, if you watched America's Got Talent, it's Forte and our worship leader from my church, Candy Bradley. So please sit back, get your coffee, whatever it is you do, before you get in the Word with the Lord, and just sit and praise him and be thankful. Know that we are more than conquerors in Christ. We're predestined according to his purposes. We have inheritance. We have hope. And that's a great thing to have in this world in these times. So please sit back and enjoy the music.
Just looked up today, realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for, but between the altar and the door, I bought the life that promised more, and here I go again. All my deeds and my good name are just dirty rags that tear and strain to cover all my guilty stains that you already washed away. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted was my heart.
I've been made well. I was fighting battles when you conquered hell. Living free but from a prison cell. Lord, I lay it down today. So I'll stop living off of how I feel. Start standing on your truth revealed. Jesus is my strength, my shield. And he will never fail me. Cause all you've ever wanted,
we Ricordarci che Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. Becky, I'm going to ask you to open up in prayer because I am mere mortal and you have brought me to tears with that amazing show. So please open us up in prayer.
Father God, you are an amazing father to all of your children, and we are so humbled to be able to call you Daddy. And I just thank you so much for your love and for your grace and for continually seeking after your children. When we run and we hide and we try to keep ourselves from your light and your face, Lord, I thank you that you never give up on us. We are that prodigal son and daughter that just run amok, and we just humble ourselves and come back to you knowing that nothing we could do could ever make you love us less, that our lives would just be changed, renewed. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for your unfailing love. And Lord, I just pray that as Maria goes into this hour, Lord, that you would just gird her up, that you would just strengthen her, that you would just give her the words and the wisdom and the discernment, and your Holy Spirit would just come forth, Father God, that we would just take a back seat and our spirits would all connect, that we would be one in you, Lord, and that we would hear what it is you have for us, that we would receive what you have for us, Lord, and that you would just continually pour your grace upon us so that we can grow and run this race and have joy while we're doing it. We thank you so much for all that you do, and we love your precious son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I want to welcome you all to Soul Sister Sunday. This has been an incredible 2 weeks. We are in the series, The Kingdom of Heaven is Upon Us, and we've been talking about blessed are the poor in spirit, for they, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And that was last week and this week. And we have Corrine with us, and we have Becky here. Corrine, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're on your way to church, and it's such a blessing to always have you here. And so I just want to say thank you and welcome, and how are you today?
All is well. Happy to be here. Thank you so much. This is a great series you've got so far.
Well, today we're going to take that depression. And again, going into last week's show and going, bringing it here, we're really focusing on taking that blessed in the, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that truly mean when Jesus said that? To me, it meant exactly what Becky saw in Las Vegas, in the souls that are just hurt and they're depressed and we talked about depression last week and how it can sneak up on us and how we're just merely mortals and we're just, you know, all of us tend to sometimes get into those PMS parties, those poor me syndromes of truly just, you know, where we just feel sorry for ourselves, and especially at this time of the year. And I've recognized it in me. What is the biggest thing that causes me to be depressed at this time of the year? And what it is what we're going to actually talk about next week, and that is thou shalt not covet. And sometimes I look at pictures and what everybody else has and the family pictures, and I start to think of what I don't have, and that's when the enemy really starts to click in, especially at this time of the year. So we need to really take ourselves who are walking through any type of darkness. We're going to take that, and we're going to really focus on the blessed are the poor in spirit, because there are so many out there. They're really, look at them, look into the eyes of people. One of the things that I try not to do, and again, thank you so much to our guardians and our sponsors, and you can't imagine how just a shift in your space can totally just open up your spirit. And I just want to thank our guardians so much, Scott and Robert, for totally doing what you guys did to make this all happen. And because really, at this time of year, anything can make me feel sad. Over the years, Christmas time has really gotten that way to me, to where I really don't like to go out and look at the pain in others, because it reflects off of the little bit that I have in mine. And then, gosh, how quickly can we all get into that whole, oh, poor me party. Oh, they're doing something that I don't have, or their tree is nicer than mine, or whatever things that the enemy drops into your spirit, or they have a home and I don't. Boy, that person got a new car and I'm walking to work. It just, these are the things that I want you to pay attention to. And if you see those things, truly, it doesn't cost anything to look at that person so they can see that you understand, and you simply give them a smile. Because it's at this time that we have to learn to count it all joy. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Truly, when I say to you, count it all joy, this is not something that a depressed person wants to hear. In fact, Corrine, when you and I were teaching the Right Living program all those years back by Tracy Kimball, God bless her, and oh, one of the special things I want to say too, let me stop right there. First of all, thank you to all of our listeners. But I also want to send a special thank you and a special blessing to all of those women. And Corrine and Becky, both of you know, because you have been walking this path with me and you've watched what God has been doing and you've watched the level of women who have come in and out of my life. And so I want to send a special prayer to each and every woman who has come through for and has gone out the other side. Please know, we're right here. We're live and in living color, and also we are live on the air every Sunday. This is open. We started this so we can all come here in peace, in harmony, and to be together. And I just want all of the women, and I really want to send a special invitation to Magdalena. It's been prayed, my beautiful friend, and your name has been spoken. And so I am just here to deliver the message. And Becky, did you want to say anything about that? I'm feeling that maybe that you do.
No, I'm just praying in agreement with you. I know that when someone's laid on your heart, that's what we need to do, is we just need to pray. So whatever that is, the Lord knows, and the Lord's word never returns void. So.
Amen. That's exactly what I want to hear. And so as we move forward, and I see that Susie is here. Thank you, Susie, for joining us today. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. And so as we move forward with the series of going from anyone who's in depression, we need to get to that place of joy. and truly counting it all joy is a very hard topic. So I want to go to James 1:2. And Becky, if you're there, if you have the scripture in front of you, do you?
I do.
Okay. Why don't I have you read from James 2, or chapter 1:2, and then stop at 5.
Okay, just one second. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
One of the things that I want is for everyone who is suffering from depression or loneliness is that you are not alone, that everything that you're feeling, everything will be counted, and nothing will be, or your pain is not going to go in vain if you can look and really stop and pay attention. And the only way that we can do that is what I have found is to really focus on the joy in that moment. And again, at Christmas time, and right now I'm having a block, and so I beg you guys to forgive me here. But so let's go into the first song, because this song, I really want you to pay attention to the words as if God is singing it to you. Because even though we spoke about it last week, you have to fall in love with yourself. You know that you're going to be alone, and even if you find that other person that you love and you're going to be with for the rest of your life, sooner or later that person is going to pass away, or you're going to pass away, and you're going to be alone. So you've got to understand that within you is the light, the one that you have been searching for. And I'm speaking to all of those that have come to me and talked to me, and the clients that we have under four, and just know, go within. You will find that light, and inside you will find that joyful child that you know is within you. So I want you to understand, within you is the light of God. Within you is your source. The source is the Almighty. It is the divine. It is the universe. Trust that God is within you. And because of that truth, you are not alone, and you will never be alone. So there is no fear. You don't have to worry. And there is no depression. There's no darkness. When there's light, you're not alone. Go and leave my world so cold. one of the hardest things for someone to do who is in that state of depression. Part of the problem is they are in their own way. And we can't see it. We don't even see that we're the one that is causing the darkness. We're the one that's perpetuating the depression. We're the one. And really, part of the ambassador image makeover program is called the butterfly for a reason. Our motto is because it's becoming universal translators of the treasures that God empowers us with and restores within for all those who lean on him and yield to self. And once you know that you're not alone and that you don't have to do it alone and that God is within you and it's not all about you, you can yield to self. You have to give your hand to him. And if it's easier for you to call him Father, Mother, God, trust me, I understand. He created us in God's image. God created woman, so he must understand. So fear not. No, you're not alone, but truly yield to yourself. Move over. Get out of your own way, because that is part of the biggest issue that I'm seeing over and over and over again with people that are suffering from depression. And I don't know if Corrine or if Susie or if Becky want to add anything to that. What is the biggest thing you see in the eyes of somebody who is depressed and trying to get them joyful? Anyone want to speak about that?
Sure, this is Corrine. Good morning, everybody. For anybody that's dealing with depression, really everything in life is either love or its supposed opposite or the absence of love, which is fear. And every time we feel fear, that's simply a call for love. So love or fear. And no matter what we're experiencing, we're focusing on one or the other. Now, a lot of times people will find themselves in periods of their life, doesn't matter how long it is, it might be a night or months, years, and it feels like a heavy blanket. It feels like there's an army behind the darkness that's the depression, the fearful thoughts. But the good thing is to know that really all it is, it's one layer, and all it is in your thought. That's it. There's no strong man behind it. There's no army behind it. There's no Satan's legions of devils behind it. It's nothing trying really hard to mesmerize you to be something in your consciousness. And God, we know, always, he's all-powerful. He always wins. His side is always victorious. So I'm asking for those who are just down today, if you really want it, I mean, you really got to want it. If this depression is serving you by staying small and you want to stay there, that's fine. If you don't want to be there, a humble, fervent petition to the Holy Spirit and to God to say, God, show me another way. That's all it takes. That Holy Spirit is going to start dropping scripture into your mind. You're going to hear the right song or the right hymn. The right friend will call. He answers. And it's going to lift like a fog before the sunlight. It will just evaporate, and you'll go, wow, it really was nothing. It's nothing trying to be something, and it's only as thick as your thought.
Now, what you're asking is for someone, and again, we have listeners out there who are all different types of belief systems. We have people mm-hmm. out there that don't believe in anything. We have people that believe in the craziest things I've ever heard of and the most sadistic things I've ever seen. So God has opened me up to an amazing variety of people. And to really tell them to go in and give God a chance, we're asking them to really trust in faith. And we're asking them to go in hope. And we're asking them to understand, even those who are in fear that have not gotten up on the dance floor in years, We're asking them blindly to take God's hand. Take it. Get up. Dance again. Give your own faith a fighting chance. For me, for all the women here, we believe in the Son of God, Jesus' name. He is the way, the truth, the light, the only way. That's my belief system.
Yeah.
That I know for belief. Go ahead.
All it requires is, do you have hope? Can you get a mustard seed of hope? Because then the Holy Spirit can take that hope and turn that into faith. And faith then becomes understanding. And when understanding changes, your experience changes. So all I would ask is just, can you gather up enough hope, even if you don't believe in God? Could there be a better way than what you're experiencing right now? Could you meet yourself at that point and then release it and
this
see what happens?
Go ahead. Becky?
This is Becky. I just wanted to share something that I experienced this week that really kind of snapped me. I don't know. I guess it was a matter of awareness. But when we were driving home from Vegas, and I know, you know, and I posted on Facebook just because I have family all over the country, and everyone's, well, are you home? So I finally just put a picture of driving over the hill into Spokane home. And it was the weirdest thing, and what the Lord really shared with me and reminded me is that, you know, we do not war against flesh and blood. The scripture says we do not war against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. And I kid you not, and my husband and I had talked about this over the years, that there's something, there's a cloud or something, there's a spirit, there's something over Spokane. And when I drove back into Spokane, I felt this heaviness come over me. And I blew it off. I'm like, oh, I'm just tired, you know, blah, blah, blah. But for 3 days, I walked around and just felt like I couldn't breathe. I woke up in the middle of the night. And I was fine. I mean, there was nothing wrong with me. But all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning. I was up at 2:30 for 3 days. And I finally called Grant. And I said, Grant, I said, is it just me? Or do you feel the spirit of heaviness, this depression feeling over, are you having that, or is it just me? Am I crazy? What's going on? He says, no. He says, it's been here since we got back. And I thought, that is the strangest thing. And so I just started praying it off and praying that, because as much as it is within us, I also believe it says very clearly in the Word that there's spirits in high places, and and you have to be aware of your surroundings, who you're around, where you're at, what you're doing, and the presence that are around you, because there are spirits warring in high places, and you have to be ready to call those off and stand on God's word so you do not let it attach to you, because that's what I was letting it do for 3 days.
Yeah, and it will. It will. This is why last week I was begging you guys to pray over me, okay, because the spirit of depression is heavy. And if you've ever lived in it, and those who have walked through trauma, trust me, you've been through it. You know it. And it's fun. It was a fun, warm pool to swim in for a very long time. And that's why a lot of us choose to stay there. A lot of us choose to blame other people for our things that happen, or so we can have the excuse to stay in that depression. I used to do that. My gosh, it's just a terrible, terrible spirit. But like Corrine was saying, hope, even when you don't know God, you know what hope feels like. You know what the hope of tomorrow, the hope of that knight in shining armor coming, or that Cinderella in your life coming, that hope of true love, that hope that you're going to have a home, that hope that you're going to have a new car, that hope that you can walk again, that hope that you can speak, that hope that you can see, that hope that you wake up and your body doesn't hurt anymore, that hope that you can dance, that you will not let your broken heart leave you bitter. Because a lot of us let broken hearts leave us bitter. We just need to hope that we can get up and stand. And the next two songs are about these two things. First, we got to hope that we can dance. But then we got to learn how to stand, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, Let's dance. Over the years, I have had an incredible opportunity to have a very clear view. I don't know if you can hear me. Let me start it again. over the years, I've had a very, very clear view of some people's paths and some that have made that choice to just really fall back on hope and fall in love with God within them. And I've watched some incredible things happen when you do that. And you do start standing up and dancing with yourself at first and finding out that there can be some joy. And when you start to feel that way, there's a part of you that feels a little bad that you feel that way because you have to mourn the loss of all of that depression. I mean, there's so much tied, so much emotion, so much energy tied to that depression. And you have to, when you find that courage to really start to hope, and you then, once you start to hope, you start to feel, and talking to a depressed person about feeling, that's probably why they are depressed, because they don't want to feel the pains of the wounds. And so now they've got that hope. They're starting to see God within them. Now they're going through a little bit more depression because they have to mourn the loss. They have to finally mourn and go through the grieving process of all the reasons why they are scarred up. And so it's difficult to even think about dancing. Okay, I got the hope down now. But how do I even just stand? But one of the scriptures that Becky just gave me to read is a very, very, very common scripture. And I'm so blessed because now that I've got this room going, my Bible's been kind of in storage, my actual hard physical Bible. And yes, Becky, it is purple, and it's really, really big, and it's Joyce Meyer's, the Amplified version, and it has really, really big letters because I can't read. But it's wordy, but I want to read from this particular Bible because this is something very, very important. Because when you're walking through depression, you want to crawl through what seems like the valley of the shadow of death. You want to run through the valley of the shadow of death. You do. You just want to get through it as quickly as you can. You don't want to go through this again. However, what I have learned and what I continue to coach is when you start running through, you're going to drop something, which means you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to pick it up. And when you crawl through it, that's not what God intended for you to do, to suffer. You're going to suffer, but Jesus Christ suffered enough for you. So stand up. Stand up. Take responsibility for your own self. Stand up and walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Is it fun? No, it's not fun, but you're not alone, okay? And again, you don't crawl through it. You don't die to it. You don't run through it. You walk through it. So I'm going to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd to feed me, to guide me, to shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, the right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death. Let me read that again. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you, capital Y, you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Those are pretty intense words. But he's calling for us to stand. If you have said yes, that you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that you know that you're in depression, trust me, I get it. It sucks. There isn't anything good about it. But if you know you're there, stand up. Take your stand again and recommit your life to knowing that you don't have to choose this anymore. Stand up. He's asked us Christians, especially, and those who have faith and believe, and especially those who have hope, that little mustard seed that God has sent all of us to come and just be in front of you and know that we get it. We've been there. We understand. How can a mustard seed really do anything? Trust me. If you have that hope, if you know that there is a light within you and it is coming from a source, truly, when you yield to yourself and move aside and stand up and take responsibility for your own life, it's amazing what happens, because that joy of the Lord starts to make sense. That joy is just within. Small pieces of yourself, your flesh, your own wants, your own feelings, your own thoughts fall away. And what is replaced is the light, the divine thought, the Christ consciousness. It is there. Open it up. Stand. Let the small pieces of yourself fall away and mourn the loss. Let it go. See that it hurts. Trust me, I get it. The saddest thing is when you open up your eyes and you see that it just isn't what you thought it was. And then you have to mourn the loss. And you have to let it go. And is it sad? Truly. Corrine, you know more than anyone here how sad it is for me to let my sax player go. The reality is, it isn't what you thought it was. Whatever it is, look at it. Know and mourn the loss of the things that need to go. Mourn the small pieces of yourself that fall off and let it go. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Trust me, you will bend before you break. God will not let you break. He is right there. His son died so you didn't have to. So take a stand. Listen to the words of this song and truly understand you're not alone. You have the hope. You're crying the tears that is watering that seed for a purpose, because you can't stand on your own.
You feel like a candle in a hurricane, just like a picture with a broken frame, alone and helpless. You're fine, but you'll be alright. You'll be alright. 'Cause when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. You might bend till you break. 'Cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hair, shake it off. Then you stand. Life's like
Time, your back starts to hurt, and trust me, the aches and pains of walking through this is normal. Does it hurt? Yeah, when you haven't stood up in a long time and you've been dying to your own flesh and truly standing up and dancing and even the hope of it is just overwhelming at times. So know that you have to get into the light. You have to understand that the sun shining upon you is truly what is going to energize you to be able to do all this. And that's when you truly understand that the joy of the Lord is your strength, because you understand that he's walked this path before you. He understands the struggles and understands the pain, the mourning, and truly he, by his stripes, we were healed. So those wounds he has that are there, those doubting Thomas wounds that he had to put his fingers in, he understands yours and that it hurts to heal. Healing is not something that's easy. One of the things that I tell my clients all the time, what you are doing is remarkable to me, because a lot of people can't do it. And I am watching some of my clients walk through the most horrific things. And you know what? I am humbled and on my face watching how they're struggling and they are doing it. And I remember, and I have said this probably to each woman, you're suffering. You're suffering right now. You can either continue going down the path that you're on and continue suffering, or you could try this other path towards the light, towards the sun, towards the way, towards the truth, towards the life. And it's going to hurt just as much as you're going down this one, but truly, you might as well hurt for you than hurt against you. And that is what is really important. And this next song and this next part of the segment is talking about the light, the energy, the source. Some of you are going into light. Truly, I understand the magnification of it all. I do. Once you truly yield to yourself and understand the source of that light, this is what I want to really stress at this moment. I'm going to read John 8:12. Again, it's John 8:12. And I want you to hear what it is that I'm going to say. So, John 8, I love having my Bible here. Okay. Oh, actually, I have it over here. I'm going to actually read it online on the New International Version. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light of life. Truly, I say to you, once you humble yourself and you understand the source of the light, and you understand the sacrifice that God gave his only begotten son to you to be an example for you to follow, because truly he understood and he got it, jump on the back of the bike. Know that it is the most joyful time you will ever have in your entire life. Know that it'll fill you up, because it is a light that you will become so addicted to. And trust me, I know. It's a choice that I have made to become addicted to this light. It is a choice. It is a choice to understand that you have to humble yourself and yield to yourself and know that he is the light of the world. And I wanted to ask Corrine, if you can share a little bit of your perception of that light, of the Son of God's light that he sent for us to look upon as an example, and how great that light is, and that in darkness, you only need one flick of a match to light up an entire room, and that's what we're called to be. Can you share about that a little bit?
Well, I believe and teach that the light represents the truth. He says, "I am," you know, "He is the way and the truth. And the life.
And the life.
And this truth lives in each one of us. It is actually who we are. And we've been lulled into a sense of we have forgotten this fact. And Jesus came into the world to turn the light back on, to call us to remembrance of our magnificence as the children of God, to recall our inheritance and all the good that we are entitled to experience right here, not in some distant time, but now. Now is the accepted time. And so the light is when we have our aha moment, or when the scripture illuminates our understanding, when we have those quiet, still moments, and all of a sudden you understand, everything kind of falls into place. That's the light dispelling the darkness. That's when we wash the window pane and the light shines through it clearly into our understanding. And that's the moment that you're transformed. And what we felt shackled us and felt so heavy simply falls off of us. It's like a coat that no longer fits. We just dropped at our feet and you're freed. It's like being unshackled. And it's yours, each of yours, for right now. You can have this. You need to open and turn towards the light. Again, what I said earlier, which way are you, where is your focus? Are you focused on fear or are you focused on love? And if you're not sure how, of course, if you ask, he's going to show you. He is the light. He is the way. He showed us, he mapped out the way. And he will show you and lead you to the correct scripture or a word that will help you.
Becky, can you add to that?
I agree with what Corrine's saying. I guess when she said, you know, he'll lead you to it, it takes me back to where we were in James, because I know for me, the light switch came on for me when I was in a place where I didn't know what to pray for or how to pray. I was kind of in this place where, okay, so what next? And I was kind of in this back and forth in my mind of what I should do. And just like it says in James, if you read on, beyond the James 5 where it says, in verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all he does. And I think that goes along with what Corrine's saying, because for me, when I was wishy-washy and didn't know what I was standing for, how I felt, or what I was in this place of confusion, and it just sucked the energy out of me. I couldn't function. But when I finally started praying for wisdom, it's like the runway light lit up. And I could see things differently. And I was like, oh, okay, all right then. And really what it did is just led me back to him and being submissive to him and trusting what he was saying. But I stand on that. He gives wisdom freely. And that's what brings clarity. And that's what brings the light, what Corrine was talking about, in my opinion, for me.
Amen. I think, and I'm getting an incoming, so let me just share. Part of women, men, warriors for Christ that are this far on the path, when you start praying for more and more wisdom, with that wisdom we already know comes more and more responsibility. So I think a lot of us kind of, and again, I'm speaking not for new baby ones, but those that are on gristle chewing meat Christians, continue pray for wisdom, but with that wisdom, you pray for the strength and the understanding and the discernment that you need for the responsibility that wisdom is going to bring into your life. And that, too, is an interesting thing. But what you were saying is doubt. Doubt is, oh, my gosh, doubt. But how do you overcome doubt and joy? Even when you don't want to be joy, you've got to choose happiness, because happiness is a choice, not an emotion, okay? And there's a lot of times when I'm not happy and I have to choose happiness, and especially when I'm doubting, because that is just the enemy in my ear, the serpent whispering, and I just can't do it. So I'll put joyful music on. And Susie, I want you to share a little bit of your thoughts on that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
And are you talking to me?
Yeah. You want to talk about that a little bit? You got about 1 minute, and then we're going to go to our last song.
Well, when I thought about what we were talking about today, I was looking at the scripture in Psalm 142:3-7, and I have the Message version. It says, as I sink in despair, my spirit ebbing away, you know how I'm feeling. You know the danger I'm in, the traps hidden in my path. Look right, look left. There's not a soul who cares what happens. I'm up against it with no exit. Barrett, left alone, I cry out, God, call out. You're my last chance, my only hope for life. Oh, listen, please listen. This is the psalmist David saying this. I've never been this low. Rescue me from those who are hunting me down. I'm no match for them. Get me out of this dungeon so that I can thank you in public. And then he says, your people will form a circle around me, and you'll bring me showers of blessing. In that message, when he's low, he had hope that God would surround him with his people to help him with the journey. And that was my message for hope, that God always puts people in your path to bring you out of the darkness into the light.
I totally love how God just brought all this together, because the last song is called Joyful, Joyful, and it's from Sister Act 2, and I really want you guys just to listen to the words, because this is what we stand on here. Hebrews 12:22, I'm going to read it right now. But rather, you have come to Mount Zion, even to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless of multitudes of angels in joyful assembly. That's what this radio show is all about. That's our scripture that we founded Soul Sister Sunday on, and I cannot wait for all the rest souls to just have that little bit of hope. It's a mustard seed that I know that if women and men that are gristled, chewing, meat-loving Christians can just take one moment and look into your eyes and give you that smile, it costs nothing. It's just a watering of that seed, and no, it's joyful. It's joyful. What have you done for him lately? Because that smile is all about the love that is going to heal those hurting. So I want you to listen to this song. Actually, Kareem, I would like for you to close us out in prayer, and then we're going to go straight into the song, and I hope you guys have a great week, and we are going to be talking about coveting next week. So, Kareem, if you could close us out, and then we're going to hear Joyful, Joyful.
Heavenly Father, we all come before you now just so grateful to join with one another in this holy time to recognize your glory and your love for every single one of us, that love reaches to the ends of the earth, that touches every aching, needing heart, that it is your desire to minister and to heal each one of us, to raise us to the present awareness of our perfection and your holy children. Father, thank you again for the host and for the show and for the listeners. Please bless all of us as we continue throughout our day, and help us to remind each one and ourselves to be the light and to be the love and to extend that out into the world. And I pray all these things in the name of your beautiful, holy, beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please remember, dark and light cannot rest in the same place. Continue to go to the light. Fill up with him. Fill up. Know that he heals us with the light. He heals us. So please continue to go. Know that all of this began with the morning star. So Merry Christmas as we go into Christmas season, and know that he is the way, the truth, and joyful, joyful are we to be here. And join the chorus on Soul Sister Sunday next week right here on 4radio.com.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sista Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.